Panginoon, di pa tayo nakafocus sa Panginoon, at di ba yung isip natin medyo tuliru pa. So, we believe na worship talaga is a response to the revelation of God. Eh. So, unahin natin yung ano, pag-aaral natin ng salita ng Diyos, at kapag narinig natin ang tinuturo sa atin ng Panginoon, then we can respond in worship. Amen? So, mamaya, doon tayo mag-worship pag-ending natin. So, dumako tayo muli sa ating series. Balik tayo after 1 week of mourning, no? And kalungkutan. How many of you have been with us itong buong linggo na to na nakiramay? Ay, marami palang wala, no? How many of you hindi namin kayo kasama sa buong linggo namin pagdadalamhati? Wow, talagang wala rin ito. How many of you, wala pa kayo dito? As in, nandun pa kayo sa bahay ninyo? Okay, wala talaga. Okay. Anyway, sige. Just in case hindi nyo alam, may namatay pong na kabataan dito sa church natin, si Brian Cunanan, yung nag-aasikaso ng ating tech. He died last October 8 dahil sa dengue. Biglaan po, only 19 years old. At kung gusto nyo malaman ang storya niya, pinost ko sa Facebook. So, i-friend nyo ako sa Facebook para malaman nyo. Okay? Andun yung, ano, yung kanyang video. Nasa YouTube din, kung gusto nyo. Punta kayo sa YouTube, i-research nyo yung, Brian, tribute to Brian, o kaya RLCC, research nyo ganun. Nakikita nyo yung video ni Brian. Okay? So anyway, after 1 week po na medyo talagang medyo napagod, marami sa mga kapatiran natin na napagod emotionally. Pagod sila lahat in many aspects. But ngayon tuloy tayo. And I'm sure yun ang gusto ni Brian para sa atin. Just continue yung series natin. Nasa heaven na siya. Okay? Watching us. You know? At alam ko, nag-worship siya doon. Siguro mas nakakasayaw na siya. Kasi dito, di siya makasayaw. Kasi wala siya sa tempo. You know? Pero siguro sa heaven, nasa tempo na siya. Okay? So, ang series po natin, usapang K, or learning about relationships from the true expert. Ang true expert is God Himself. And ang purpose ng series natin ito, to train you and to teach you about the principles na galing sa Word of God na may kinalaman sa relationships para di-develop ito. Okay? And ang gusto sana po natin, lahat tayo rito as we go through this series, ma-improve o ma-develop po sa atin yung mga mahalagang katuruan o wisdom para yung ating mga relationships ay lalong maging maganda. Okay? And we are working our way through 10 messages at panglima na today. Alright? So just for you to, ika nga para ma-up to speed ko kayo kung saan na-cover natin. Let me just review yung first four. The first principle na shinare ko, okay, hindi ko alam kung kailan ko ba shinare ito. Anong pisa? First week of, anybody knows? September ba yan? Probably, ha? Huh? Siguro first week of September yan, ano? Anyway, sabi ko na relationships complete you and me, okay? Sa madaling salita, I want us to understand na mahalaga ang relationships, okay? Huwag lang tayo puro trabaho, puro aral, puro laba, you know, puro plancha, you know. We have to understand na ang relationships are a very important part o very mahalaga siya sa pagiging tao natin. And we cannot just take care of everything else sa buhay natin and neglect yung relationships. Detrimental masyado yun sa ating buong health. Okay? God created us in such a way na kapag wala tayong mga ang relationships natin hindi maayos, kahit ano pa sabihin mo, hindi ka magiging kompleto. Okay? So, hindi sentrum ang nagko-complete sa atin. Amen? Alright? Relationships, okay, complete us. Now, secondly, sabi ko na there's really a problem na all of us are facing kasi inasmuch as alam naman natin kailangan natin ng relationships, pero tayo rin ang nagiging problema. Tayo mismo ang nagiging dahilan bakit minsan ang mga relationships hindi nag-work out. I think no one among us dito, nobody rito, plans to destroy relationships. Am I correct? May wala naman sa atin dito, gumigising sa umaga at sabihin niyang, sisirain ko ang relationship ko sa ating mga tao sa paligid ko. We don't plan for these things. Pero totoo, nangyayari. Nasisira yung relationships. Now, by God's grace, siguro hindi naman lahat nasisira talagang parang yung detrimental na sira. Pero, na-experience natin yon yung mga relationships na hindi nagiging maayos, hindi nag-work out. And in some cases, talagang tuluyan nasisira na. Okay? Now, bakit ba ganon? Well, the Bible teaches us na meron kasi tayong problema. Okay? Now, for people na hindi nakakaunawa ng Bible, siguro tatawagin nila yung problema na yun na selfishness or self-centeredness. But the Bible simply calls it sin. Okay? The power of sin. Yung kasalanan po is the reason why tayo, imbis na gumanda yung mga relationships natin sa kapwa, kadalasan hindi nag-work out. Na ano ba ang power ng sin? Well, the power of sin is basically self-centeredness din. May kinalaman sa sarili mo. The reason bakit minsan yung mga relationship natin hindi nag-work out, kasi most of the time, ang focus natin sa sarili natin. Di ba ganun yun? Pag medyo hindi nagkakaunawa, ano sinasabi mo? Anong dialogue mo? Hindi mo ko iniintindi. Binabaliwala mo yung feelings ko. Paano na ako? Puro ikaw, di ba? So the reason bakit ang relationship hindi nag-work out is you're so full of yourself. Tama. O sige na. Ayaw yung maniwala. Totoo yun, di ba? We're so full of ourselves. That's why ang kailangan mangyari is for God to change us from the inside out. Amen? Yun ang dahilan. Ba't kailangan ka ma-save? Because left to yourself, in other words, hindi ka pakialaman ng Panginoon, most likely, walang magiging maayos na relationship sa buhay mo. Okay? Kasi lahat tayo, ang by nature tayo, the moment na ipanganak tayo, selfish na tayo. Puro sarili lang natin iniintindi natin. Pansin mo, ang baby, hindi mo na kailangan turuan. Laging pakabig. Di ba? Ang baby, pakabig. Pag nilagay mo yung kamay mo, kakabigin niya ganyan. Alam mo, kailan lang bumubukas siya pag mamatay ka na. Saka lang bubukas siya. Pero, the moment na ipanganak ka, all throughout your life, lagi kang pakabig. Hindi ka palulugi, hindi ka, ayaw mo maisahan ka, you know, ayaw mo na parang hindi ka na iniintindi. Pag mayroong mga tao na hindi pumapansin sa'yo, nagdadamdam ka, maimo ka, kasi, you know, hindi ka kinakamusta, you know, and I just go down the list of all the problems na meron tayo sa relationships, simply because God is not, you know, in our hearts. Now, pag ang isang tao ay the born again, at tinanggap niya si Kristo Jesus sa puso niya, posible na. Now, let me clarify that. Posible na. I'm not saying na ora mismo agad magaganda na yung relationship mo. Pero once God comes into your heart, now it's possible to really love people. Amen? It's possible to be selfless. Why? Because the Spirit of God is the only power that can displace yung self-centeredness mo. Only the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit comes upon a person's life, siya lang yung may power na i-change yung orientation mo from being self-oriented to being others-oriented and God-oriented. Amen? So kailangan natin talaga lahat na ma-save tayo. That's why yun ang minsan dinaitindi ng mga kabataan whenever I tell them, oh, kung maghahanap kayo ng ano ha, ng boyfriend o girlfriend o mapapangasawa, hanapin nyo yung Christian. Mas turong corny naman. Wala namang pogi sa ROCC. Well, kapag pumili ka ng hindi born again, then para ka kumuha ng isang bato, pinukpok mo sa ulo mo because yung tao na yon, dahil wala sa kanya ang Holy Spirit, ang pinaka-primary operating system niya is yung self. Okay? So, maaari ngayon, nanliligaw yan, mabait siya. Lahat naman nanliligaw, mabait eh. Amen ba? Girls, ha? Di ba? Mabait siya. Gentleman yan, di ba? Pag tumatawid ka, kunyari, haharangan niya yung mga bus. As if, kaya niya pigilan yung mga bus. Pero ganun talaga, mga nanliligaw, di ba? Ibigay ng mga flowers, candies, ganun-ganun yan. Pero, ayan na. Pag kayo na, bahala ka na sa buhay mo ngayon. Di ba? Kasi pag nakakuha ka na niya bilang isang trophy, di ba, ikukwento ka na lang niya sa mga barkada niya. Alam mo ba, shota ako. Hindi na uso shota ngayon. Ano bang terminology ngayon? Ha? Jowa? Ano? Ha? Jowa? Mas gusto ko yung shota. Mas maganda yung shota. Okay. Anyway, alam mo mga lalaki, minsan tingin nila sa, okay, magagalit ang mga girls, ha? Totoo naman yun, di ba? Mga guys, minsan tingin nila sa girls, ano yun, trophy. Oo. Oh, pag na, uy, kabayo. Yeah, okay. Ganun mga guys, eh. Pag napasagot na nila yung girl, ayan na, magkukwento na yan. Alam mo, pare. Ha? Napasagot ko na si ano. Ayan. Talaga? Paano ginawa yan? Iba tayo eh. Ayan, gano'n yan, di ba? Yan ang mga kwento yan, ha? Kinig lang kayo, panood din yan. Kasi ginagawa namin dati yan. Ngayon din lang. But anyway, ang point ko ganito, pag naliligaw ang isang tao, yan mabait yan. Pero pag kayo na, o nag-asawa kayo, whatever, yan, nalalabas na lahat ang mga sungay niya. Tapos, pag nakikiusap ka na, uy, mag-spend ka naman ng time sa amin, ng mga anak mo. Ay, nako, marami akong gagawin. Barkada ko, ganito, ganyan, ganyan. So, yan, dyan nalalabas lahat ang problema, di ba? Why? For as long as yung self ang nagahari, hindi mag-work out ang relationships. Okay? Amen? So, yun ang dahilan. Bakit mga kabataan, I'm telling you, look for a believer in Christ. Okay? Now, of course, hindi naman automatic yun na porque Christian ka na, okay na, di ba? That's why we're going through this series kasi para maintindihan natin na meron pa ibang mga prinsipyo na dapat nating isama dun sa prinsipyo na. Pero yun yung ano, portate, principle number 3. Now, I think about 2 weeks ago, I introduced to you the idea ng church is actually a school. In other words, ang church ay inordain ng Panginoon as a place where we can actually learn all about relationships. If you read the Bible, pag binasa mo lang ng mga epistles, one thing you've noticed, pag may mga utos ang Panginoon, He doesn't start with the family. He doesn't start with, let's say, yung trabaho mo. He always starts with the church. Lahat ng mga utos ng Panginoon about loving one another, forgiving each other, lahat yung mga importanteng prinsipyo na yon, it is not addressed una sa mga family. Yes, i-address niya yung family, but secondarily. Ang unang-una niyang ina-address, believers. Una niyang ina-address, church. Now, bakit ganun? Because it is in the church na dinesign ng Panginoon that we are going to learn all the important principles na may kinalaman sa relationships. Now, ano ibig sabihin nun? Ibig sabihin nun, sa church, kung talagang ang church ay talaga sumusunod sa salita ng Panginoon, pwede maging napaka, ika nga, effective na lugar yan for you to grow spiritually. Lalo na sa area ng relationships. Potentially speaking. Ibig sabihin, posible. Right? Kaya lang, ang problema nga, minsan maraming tao, school bukol eh, dating sa church. School bukol in a sense na parang we don't fully understand, you know, kung ano yung potential talaga na pwede magbago sa buhay natin if we really understand God's purpose in the body of Christ. Ang problema natin today is that most people see the church, pag sinabi mo nga church, di ba, ano ibig sabihin, na nasa isip ng mga tao, church is parang yung pupunta ka sa service, di ba? Kaya ang usapan natin, nag-church ka na ba? Ah, nag-church na ako eh. Ganun ang terminology natin. Kasi we think of the church as a service, as a worship service. Parang ganito, di ba? Pagkaalis nyo rito, anong sasabihin nyo? Pag may nakasalubong kayo, mamayang alas 6, pauwi na kayo. Sa kagaling, nag-church ako. Yeah, yan ang terminology natin eh. So, somehow, yung idea natin ng church has changed. Hindi ko alam kung in your case, personally, kung kailan nag-change yun. But what I know, historically speaking, nagbago yung pagkaintindi ng mga tao about the church. We are going to look right now at a passage of scripture that shows us kung ano talaga ang church as it was intended to be by God. Okay? Upang sa ganun maunawaan natin. Kasi down the line, ang nangyari is that, down through the years, tama ba yung expression ko, down the line, down through the years? Through the years, ayun. Through the years, nagbago yung pananaw ng mga tao, naging very institutionalized yung pananaw natin sa church. Church becomes parang a place na parang nagsiserve sa iyo o doon mo na, you know, doon mo na tatanggap yung mga serbisyong religious. Okay? Doon ka binibinyagan, kinakasal, nililibing. Okay? So, kasal, binyag, libing, KBL ang tawag doon. Okay? So, kasal, binyag, libing. Alright? So, yun ang na-associate natin about the church as a place kung saan, well, doon natin matatagpuan yung mga bagay na ganun. Right? So, hindi natin nauunawaan na ang church ay dinesign ng Panginoon as a learning school. As a place na kung saan pwede tayong magbago. And which leads me ngayon to a very important principle, number 5, and this is, yung relationships actually can only work if you and I ay willing tayo to commit ourselves to the task of working it out. Excuse me. In other words, walang relationship na mag-workout unless willing ka na i-workout yan. Okay? And this is true kahit sa tunay na buhay. I mean, kahit hindi sa church, kahit sa labas. Right? For example, isipin natin, kailan ba nagkakaroon talaga ng relationship, let's say, ang boy at saka girl? Siguro mag-umpisa yan, parang crush lang. Diba? Sino siya nagkaroon na ng crush? Okay, sino na sa inyo nag-crush na? Okay, di ba nag-umpisa yan, medyo, siguro nagkatinginan kayo. Di ba? Tapos medyo tumibok-tibok yung puso mo, di ba? Yan. Tapos, siguro first time na nagsabi siya, hi. Hi. Yan. No? Tapos may koti-koting mano, hello, hello, di ba? Text ka dyan. Take care. So it just goes on. Pero wala pa naman talaga. Kailan nagiging officially na kayo talaga? Well, pag magiging official lang yan, di ba? Tell me if I'm wrong. Magiging official lang yan pag si lalaki, sa kultura natin ganun, si lalaki would probably talk to the girl at sasabihin niya, may sasabihin sana ako eh. Ano yun? Yeah, ako eh. Sige na, ano ba yun? Sa kanila. Pero finally, pa nagkaroon siya ng lakas loob, siguro Valentine's o birthday mo, whatever, may dala siyang tatlong rosas, di ba? Tapos sasabihin niya, gusto ko sanang malaman mo. Ano yun? Pautang naman, wala akong pamasahin. Ano ko sasabihin niya? But anyway, sasabihin niya siguro, may gusto ako sa iyo eh. Yan. O kaya, mahal kita. Yan. Pag sinabi ng babae, oo na nga. Yeah. Yun yung moment when you commit yourselves to each other, that's the time that the relationship actually begins. Amen? So sa mag-asawa, ganun din. Maaring mag-boyfriend, girlfriend kayo, pero hindi pa talaga kayo, right? Until such time na haharap kayo sa altar at sasabihin nyo, I do. Di ba? Sasabihin naman ng isa, I did, you know. Kung ano ang sasabihin. Okay, so anyway, yun yung mag-umpisa na. And the moment na magkaroon kayo ng commitment, and this is true kahit anong relationship, it's only kapag nag-commit tayo that the relationship ngayon becomes a very powerful tool to actually affect us. In other words, yung mga relationship na kung saan committed ka, yun yung mga relationships that have a profound impact upon who you are. Or to put it another way, yung mga tao na talagang ka-close mo, yan talagang may impluensya sa'yo. Yung mga tao na kinukonsider mo talagang parang friend mo or ka-close mo or somebody na parang committed ka doon sa tao na yun, yun yung mga tao na yun that can actually change your life. Now, ang question lang, change for what? Change for good or change for bad? Di ba? Now, malinaw, nakasulat sa Bible na bad company corrupts good character, which means na kapag kinumit mo sarili mo, let's say, sa dabar cards mo, na ang tanging layunin lang sa buhay, magpakasaya, maglasing, at mag-gimmick. Well, if you commit your heart to those people, and you say, I want to be your friend, and I want, you know, gusto ko na ako rin ituring yun na friend, when you consider a group of people na ka-close mo, at yung mga tao na yan happens to be mga tao na, let's say, wala silang ginawa sa buhay, kundi, you know, maglakwatsa lang or whatever. Guess what? You will be like them. Kung sino man yung kinumitan mo ng relationship, kung sino man yung sinabi mong, committed ako sa inyo, and which means, bibigay ka ng time, yun ang ibig sabihin, no? Di ba? Bibigay ka ng time, kakamustahin mo sila, pupuntahan mo sila, bibisitahin mo sila, lalabas kayo, mamasyal kayo sa festival mall. Any relationship na nilalagyan mo ng investment, is the relationship that can have an impact sa pagkatao mo. Good or bad? Amen? It has nothing to do with other factors. Kahit nasa isang church kang ganito, for example, and I can be teaching you the Word of God, pero if I can ask you, let's say, sino talaga ang kaklose mo? And if you tell me, well, ang kaklose ko talaga wala sa ROCC. Ang kaklose ko talaga nandun sa school o nandun sa barkada namin. Nandun, yun talaga merong influensya sa'yo. You can hear me preach hanggang mangitim ako. I can tell you, ganito sabi ng Bible, blah, 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 blah. You listen to me, nakaganyan ka lang. Pero totoo nun, the people that you really listen to is not Pastor Bong. The people you listen to are the people that you consider to be your friends. Kung sino yung kaklose mo, yung talagang may impluwensya sa iyo. Are you listening? Okay? And you know, kahit nag-aaral ka sa UP, ang ganda nga ng school yan, pero kung pag naging barkada mo sa UP ay mga bulakbol, UP, may-UP ka. There's no, UP will not help you. Amen? Kahit nag-aaral ka sa Ateneo, nag-aaral ka sa Lasal, pero pag naging close friends mo, yung talagang double cuts mo at kinumit mo yung sarili mo sa kanila, pag sila hindi nag-aaral o wala silang ginawa kundi mag-bilyar, you will not benefit a single iota sa fact that you're studying sa Lasal. Because it is your relationships that change you. Amen? And so, let me just go back to the church. The body of Christ kinreate ng Panginoon in such a way na sa ganitong klaseng pagkakataon by putting together people who are not, hindi naman magkakamag-anak. And by the way, the church really is ito talagang testing ground. Kasi sa bahay, sa pamilya nyo, walang choice eh, di ba? Walang choice yun. Ibig sabihin, pamilya mo yun eh, ano magagawa mo? Let's say, pasawa yung magulang mo or kapatid mo, di ba? Di mo pwede sabihin, ayoko na sa inyo. Gusto ko, ayoko na maging De La Cruz, gusto ko maging Reyes. Hindi pwede ganun. Parang no choice ka kahit, let's say, nagkaroon kayo ng conflict, nagkainisan kayo, at the end of the day, pamilya mo pa rin yun eh. Right? So, parang no choice ka nalang, titiisin mo nalang sila. Right? Hindi katulad sa church. Kito. Sa church, kasi hindi tayo magkakamag-anak eh. Right? So, it's very easy to walk away from each other. Amen? I mean, right now, for example, siguro, tinitingnan niyo ako sa harapan dito, nakatayo rito, and so, for those of you, hindi niyo ako masyadong kilala, siguro parang iniisip niyo, siguro mabait yan. Yung nakabarong Tagalog na naka-green na yan, you know? Siguro, if you look at me and the way I talk, siguro, mukhang spiritual naman, you know? Or maybe you judge me from my outside appearance and you say, okay siya. And maybe ganun din ako sa inyo. Maybe I look at you and I say, mukha namang mabait itong, di ba? Yan naman, mukha namang anghel, you know, na galing sa langit, bumaba, fallen angel, you know, mukhang anghel, okay. No, so I can look at you and you can look at me and we can all parang assume na okay lang and for as long as okay ang feelings natin sa isa't isa, we can be friends. Until such time na may makita ka sa akin na maybe hindi mo gusto. Or I see something in you na hindi ko gusto. Whenever we reach a point na lumalabas yung katotohanan about each of us, yun doon na nasusubukan, are you committed to that person? Di ba? Kaya mag-asawa pa, nag-asawa yan, nag-aido yan. Ano sinasabi ba ng pastor? Di ba? In sickness and in health, hindi mo pwede sabihin, pwede ba in health na lang? Di ba? For richer or for poorer, pwede yung bulungan yung pastor, pwede ba sabihin mo lang for richer lang, hindi na yung for poorer? Diba? Yung bakit sinasabi ng pastor, for sickness and health, for richer, ibig sabihin, kahit anong sitwasyon, you have to commit yourself to this person. Why? That's the only way na yung relationship will work. And that's the only way na yung relationship na yung can benefit you. Pag walang commitment, nagli-live-in lang kayo, the relationship does not really help you at all because walang siguridad yung relationship. Any moment, kapag live-in kayo, di ba? Any moment, ano ba yung live-in? Sasabihin ng tao, sige, krusunada kita, krusunada mo ba ako? O sige, magsama tayo sa isang bahay, pwede tayo magkaroon ng, you know, sexual relations, pero pag may nakita ka ng mas pogi sa akin, may nakita ako mas maganda sa iyo, so babay na, okay? Deal? Yun ang live-in, di ba? Which never really gives us any kind of parang fulfillment, di ba? Kasi uncertain lagi yung relationship. Pero mga kapatid, ano ba talagang inidesire nating relationship? Di ba yung merong commitment? And what I'm saying is that in the church, it's the same way. The church can do so much for us. The body of Christ can be a place kung saan pwede talaga tayo magbago. But there is a very important condition. And that condition is commitment. Now, I'll be talking about commitment right now because I believe in the Bible, tinuturo, that this is what church really means. To commit yourself to a group of people na hindi mo kaano-ano, hindi mo kamag-anak, committing yourself to a relationship with them and then working it out kasi committed ka. And that's what I believe the church or the Bible teaches about the church. The church is not a place na pinupunta mo para umattend ng service at makinig ng sermon, even though most people are like that. It's a misunderstanding of the church. The church po ay hindi isang lugar para umaten, makinig ng sermon, kumanta, umuwi. That's not the church. In fact, yun ang reason bakit ang pangalan nitong church na ito ay hindi church. Ang pangalan ng church na ito is Real Life Christian Communities. Intentionally, hindi namin ginamit yung word na church. Kasi pag sinayang mong church, usually building yan, may cross o may kampana, you know, or whatever. Pag sinayang mong church, iniisip mo parang worship service, dalawang oras, minsan sa isang linggo. And sometimes we even say to one another, uy, mag-guilty ka naman, bigyan mo naman si Lord na dalawang oras man lang sa isang linggo. Parang as if Christianity is about 2 hours once a week. Mga kapatid, this is not what the church is. And this is not what the church is meant to be. Yun ang dahilan kaya most of us who go to church never really get transformed in the process. You know why? Kasi we miss out on a very important principle. And the principle is commitment. Amen? Without commitment, yung church will not really do anything for you except maybe isatisfy lang yung guilt mo. Kasi ayaw mo naman lumipas yung isang buong linggo hindi ka nakapag-church. That's all it can do for you. In other words, pag nag-church ka ngayon, umuwi ka, you can always say to yourself, well, at least nag-church ako, ah. In fairness, ah. Pero the whole week, and for the rest of your life, depending kung gaano ka nakatagal nag-church, the church doesn't really do anything sa iyo. And after a while, makikita mo na parang, ganito na lang ba yan? Punta ako na punta linggo-linggo sa church, parang boring. And then you will look for something else. Why? Kasi akala mo church is only about attending once a week. Now, sinasabi ko to, but I need to clarify something. Some of you dito, marahil nag-umpisa pa lang kayo o baguhan kayo rito or you're coming to church, please don't misunderstand. I don't mean to say na masama yung pumunta sa church at makinig lang ng sermon. That's not what I mean. Alright? I don't mean to say na parang bad ka kung hindi mo kayang mag-commit to the body of Christ. I'm not saying that. Okay, go ahead. Kung nandiyan ka pa lang sa level na yan, fine. Kung yung pa lang ang kaya mo, then come. At least pumupunta ka. Amen? Diba? At nakikinig ka sa mga turo dito na ni Pastor Bong, that's good. At least okay yan. Pero ang sinasabi ko ngayon dito, for some of you rito, who have been Christians for medyo matagal-tagal na ng konti. Right? Amen? Kilala niyo kung sino kayo, right? Tinanggap niyo si Kristo sa buhay niyo, maybe matagal na. Let me tell you something. The reason bakit hindi ka nag-grow and the reason bakit hindi ka mag-grow is kasi nagre-rely ka lang sa sermon. The only way na mag-grow ka spiritually is, and I'll talk about this also next week, is kapag ikaw ay nasa loob ng isang authentic life-giving relationship. Yung totoo talaga. Okay? Hindi yung by face. Kasi right now, by face tayo magkakakilala, di ba? At least pag nakita kayo sa festival mall, wait! Di ba? ROCC ka, di ba? Oh, nga, di ba? Uy, nakita ko to doon. So, yun lang. We just know each other by face. Beyond that, we really don't know each other very well. Di ba? So, ito siya sabihin ko sa inyo. As we look at the Bible today, you will discover na gusto ng Panginoon baguhin yung life natin, not through a sermon, but through our relationships with one another. At sa pamamagitan noon, the whole world will know that we are His disciples. Okay? Are you ready for that? Yeah? So we're going to learn today from the book of Acts. So let's pray. We're going to look at a passage in a very familiar, at least to some of you siguro, to me, it's a very special verse. So let's pray. Father, turuan mo kami, Panginoon. Speak to us. Help us to understand your word right now. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Okay, let's go to this passage of scripture. Acts chapter 2, verse 40 to 47. And ang context nito is that Peter actually stood up in the midst of napakaraming mga tao. At ang dahilan why he stood up is because kasi about 50 days pagkatapos mamatay si Kristo and then he rose again, you know, at nakita ng maraming tao. About 50 days later, nagkaroon ng isang insidente sa Jerusalem. Maraming tao noon sa Jerusalem and they were all parang meron kasing festival ang tawag Pentecost. And then sa kalagitnaan noon, yung mga mananampalataya, suddenly, naka-experience sila ng isang bagay na pinangako ng Panginoon sa kanila, pero first time lang nila nakita, yung Holy Spirit came upon them, and then nagkaroon sila ng parang mga tongues of fire sa mga ulo nila. I mean, can you imagine that, di ba? Napaka-amazing nung scene. I mean, kahit na ngayon, for example, nagsasalita ako ngayon, kunyari lang, nagsasalita ako, biglang may umapoy sa ulo ko. How would you feel? Alam mo, sabihin nyo, oh, galing, oh, may apoy sa ulo ni Pastor. No, I don't think gano'n mag-reaction nyo. Siguro parang magugulat kayo, di ba? Mamangha kayo. Yung ulo ni Pastor, umaapoy, pero hindi na susunog yung kanyang buhok, you know? Or something. At ang nangyari pa noon, nung bumagsak, nag-pour out ang Holy Spirit doon sa kanila, nagsalita sila ng mga kakaibang wika. To the point na yung mga taong naroon na taga sa iba't ibang lugar, they all understood what was being said in their own dialects. Which is really amazing, di ba? Ako, wish ko lang na marunong mag-Bisaya. Sino siya marunong mag-Bisaya? Di ba? So, kunyari ako, di ako marunong mag-Bisaya. Bigla nagsalita ako ng Bisaya. Parang, wow, wag galing ni Pastor Bong. Pero ako, di ko naintindihan yung sinasabi ko. Di ba? So, what happened during that time was an amazing manifestation of God's move, you know? To the point ngayon na nagkaroon ngayon ng special opportunity to preach the gospel. So, si Peter stood up, isang fisherman, tumayo siya, and he started preaching the gospel sa napakaraming mga tao. And basically, sabi niya, you've got to repent, you've got to believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So we pick up the story sa chapter 2, verse 40, pagkatapos ng mahabang preaching niya na yun. So sabi niya, with many other words, he warned them and he pleaded with them, save yourselves from this corrupt generation. So winarningan niya yung kanyang mga kababayan, sinabi niya, you need to be saved. You know? So that's very important kasi salvation is the key para ma-experience natin ang lahat ng purpose ni Lord sa buhay natin. Okay? And let me clarify right now. Okay? Being saved is different from just attending church. Attending church is not being saved. Okay? Being saved means ikaw, naiintindihan mo na kailangan mo ma-save. And then nauunawa mo, the only way for you to be saved is to believe in Jesus Christ. Receive Him as Lord and Savior of your life. Magsisi ka. Turn over your life to the Lord. Hayaan mo siya magmamuno sa life mo. That is what it means to be saved. Attending church, kahit umaten ka ng umaten habang buhay, nothing will change in your life. Unless you repent and believe that Jesus Christ is Lord of your life. Gets you ba yun? Amen? It's so important. So basic yun. Kailangan nyo maunawaan. So for those of you na parang hindi nyo pa nagagawa yun, I challenge you to do that as soon as possible. This coming end of November, meron tayong Freedom Day ulit. So, kung parang malabo pa sa'yo, hindi mo alam kung save ko o ano. Kung, pag tinanong kita, do you believe na pag namatay ka, babunta ka sa heaven? Ewan ko, sana. You know, that means you're not saved, alright? That means hindi mo naiintindihan what it means to be saved. Pag hindi ka sure, hindi ka sigurado kung saan ka pupunta if you die, alright? Okay? So, if that is your case right now, challenge ko lang sa inyo, please, you work out yun na yan as soon as possible. So here's Peter challenging everybody, believed in the Lord. So sabi niya sa verse 41, those who accepted this message were baptized and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. Oh, amazing yun. 3,000 people, isang araw, na saved, okay? At napabilang sa kanila. So here's where we go to the part na i-describe sa atin what the church really looked like. Talaga, biblically speaking, okay? At makikita natin na one thing na masasabi natin na iba kesa sa pangkaraniwang pagkaintindihan ng mga tao about the church during that time was a group of people na committed sila sa Panginoon at sa isa't isa. Amen? This is not a group of people na nakikita lang once a week. This is not a group of people na parang a-attend sila para makinig sa isang sermon. No, the church was never like that. It was never God's intention na ang church would just simply be a place para makinig ng sermon. What you are about to see is the real church. The church as God really wanted it to be. Amen? At kapag tayo ay ikangan, pag naintindihan natin yan, and we begin to understand na kinakailangan tayong magkaroon ng commitment to a local church kung saan we can really be involved, you know, in authentic relationships. Only then can our lives really be transformed. Now, I'm not saying this para dito kayo mag-commit sa RLCC. Okay? You can commit to any church, pero you've got to commit yourself to a church. Nakikinig po ba kayo? Huwag natin gayahin yung mga tao na iba dyan na parang, alam mo yun, parang nag-church shopping. Have you heard of that expression, church shopping? Parang window shopping, di ba? Ano yung window shopping? Di ba, alam nyo naman yun, pupunta kayo, di ba? Uy, ganda nito. Uy, bagay sa akin to. May size, ano kayo ganyan? Uy, okay to. Tapos pagkaralan mga ilang oras, Wow, ang galing. Thank you, Miss. Salamat. You know, so, tapos aalis ka na, di ba? Tapos yung sales lady nakasibangot. Yun yung window shopping, di ba? Okay? You don't really commit. You just try out everything, pero you don't commit. Maraming tao ngayon, church shopping. They go to a church and they say, okay yan ah. Okay ngayon si Pastor ah. Si Pastor, Pastor Bong ba yan? Nakakatawa siya. Paminsan-minsan nakakantok. You know, so, but you never really commit. You just look, you just try, but you don't commit. And let me tell you, mga kapatid, if you don't commit, you're missing out on what the church, the body of Christ, can actually do for you, which is to teach you things that otherwise you will not learn elsewhere. You see, dito lang sa church, we intentionally, if we understand the Bible, if we follow the Bible, mga kapatid, in the church, this is the only place kung saan matututunan natin how to forgive, how to care for each other, diba? How to, communicate sa isa't isa nang hindi nakakasakit, diba? How to speak the truth in love. You know, hindi ko ba sinasabi lahat yan, nagagawa na natin, but this is the place where God wants us to learn these things. At ang gusto ng Panginoon na habang as a church, talagang we are fulfilling the purpose of God, gusto niya na paglabas natin sa pamilya natin, sa opisina, sa eskwelahan, we become salt and light. Why? Because nakikita ng mga tao that there is something different sa atin in the way we relate with other people. And why is that? Because we are the people of God. Amen? Diba, isn't it true na isa sa pinaka-nakakatisod sa lahat is when you meet somebody who calls himself a Christian, tapos swapang, selfish, chismoso, tapos pag nakasakit, hindi man lang nagsosorry. Isn't it true? Lahat naman tayo rin, di ba? Makamit ka ng isang tao at sabihin niya Christian siya. Ano mangyayari? Stumble ka, di ba? Amen? Pag nakamit ka ng isang believer na parang pag naglapag ka ng pansit dyan, hindi naman kanya, inuubos lang. Di ba? Tapos hindi man lang, di ba, wala na agad, okay, no? Or parang lagi may nawawala ang mga cellphone. Every time na dumarating yung tao na yun, kala ko ba Christian niya? Ba't nawawala ang mga cellphone dito? Then you know, there's something really wrong. So God intends for us na as we become part of a church, gusto niya na nagbabago yung ating mga ugali, mga pananaw, yung the way we relate, para sa ganun, pag lumabas na tayo from the church and we go out into the world, tayo yung magiging, ika nga, salt and light. Amen? Alright, mangyayari lang yon if you commit yourself to God's people. So, let's look at this. Tingnan natin ito. Sabi nga nito, verse 42. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Here's a powerful statement sa Bible. Makikita nyo, sino yung they? Yung they yung mga na-save. No? Anong sabi dyan? They devoted themselves. Hindi yung they attended once a week. They devoted themselves. Ano yung sabihin ng devoted? Devoted doesn't mean na parang, you know, minsan nandiyan ka, minsan wala ka dyan. Di ba? Pag ang isang tao sinabi sa'yo, I'm devoted to you. May nakapagsabi na ba sa inyo, mga girls, ng ganun? I'm devoted to you. Wala pa? So, si Elvis Presley lang yata nakapagsabi nun, di ba? No? No, pag sinabi ng isang tao, devoted ako sa'yo, big sabihin talagang committed ako sa'yo. Amen? Isn't that what it means? Right? In fact, yung devoted na tao, minsan parang feeling natin parang ano eh, over, parang exaggerated. Wala ka na, for example, nung araw nung ako'y bata-bata pa, yung magulang ko kasi deboto yan. Narinig niyo ba yung expression na deboto? Kasi deboto yung mother ko eh. Yung mahilig kami mag-bisita iglesia. Experience na ba yan? Yung pupunta sa iba't ibang mga simbahan, di ba? Naalala ko nung bata pa kami, magkakapatid kami, apat. Pupunta kami sa, mag-umpisa kami yata, sa Quiapo yata kami mag-umpisa noon. Tapos isa-isa-isa namin yun. Pare-pareho naman ang ginagawa namin. Pupunta kami sa simbahan, lulod yung nanay ko, tapos gagapang-gapang na gano'n, okay? Hanggang sa, ewan ko, marami sa sinasabi, pare-pareho naman, di ba? Yung aba, ganito naman yan, Maria, you know? So, puro na lang ganito, Maria, you know? So, dire-diretso, kapila kami gano'n, so, Kami naman mga magkakapatid, talagang bored na bored kami noon, no? Ang ginagawa namin, mag-ano kami ng mga kandila, buuin namin yung mga kandilang gano'n, lalagay namin sa ulo ng mga may belong gano'n, you know? So, kasi di ba nila ala, kasi gano'n sila, so nilalagay namin ng mga kandila sa ulong gano'n, di ba? No? Tapos takbuha kami ng takbuhan sa simbahan. Tapos pag natapos na yung mother ko sa kanyang, kung ano man yung ginagawa niya, so tontuwa kami, kasi aristocrat, no? Sasabihin ng nanay ko, hindi pa, may pupuntahan pa tayo, okay, sa Malate Church. Yung Malate Church, malapit na yun sa aristocrat. Di ba? So pag nasa Malate Church na kami ngayon, sa Malate ba tawag doon? Basta yung malaking Malate Church. So yun, may excited na kasi natatanong na namin yung aristocrat eh. Aristocrat, chicken barbecue. Tuntuwa na kami nun. Tapos sasabihin ng nanay ko, hindi pa. Meron pang baklaran. So, pumunta pa kami baklaran. You know? Tapos, pare-parehas naman yung ginagawa. Parang sinasabi namin, Ma, sabi ko sa nanay ko, hindi ba pwedeng yung ginawa mo sa Quiapo, sabi mo na lang sa Lord, Lord, ganun na rin. You know? Pwede bang i-apply mo na lang? Kailangan isa-isa. Anyway, ang point ko ganito, hindi namin maunawaan nyo kasi hindi naman kami devoted. Di ba? Pero yung nanay ko, at that, praise the Lord, born again yung nanay ko, buti na lang kung nagkataon ngayon, mahirap yun, ano? Kasi masakit na yung tuhod ko eh. But anyway, yung nanay ko, of course, the born again na siya, hindi niya na ginagawa yan. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. But anyway, nung araw ginagawa niya, hindi namin mag-gets yun. Pero yun ang ibig sabihin ng devoted, di ba? Hindi lang yung parang sisimba ka lang, di ba? Tapos, di ba, sino sa inyo nagsisimba nung araw? Ako nagsisimba ako nung araw, di ba? So, pag nagsisimba ka, di ba, nasa likod ka, sa labas ka, usually wala ka naman sa loob eh. Yun ang style namin eh. Sa labas, okay? So, pogi-pogi ka ganyan. Siyempre, tingnan mo yung mga chicks. As pag nandun yung crush ko, uy, nandun yung crush ko, no? Gokwento na ako yung mga barkada. Ayan na, pagdating sa communion na, dyan, nakapila na kami. Di ba? Siya pinapanood kami ng mga crush namin. Diba? So, pagkatapos mo kumain, diba? So, dalakad ka na, tapos titignan mo yung ka-crush mo, diba? So, sasabihin ng mga girlish, ang bait niya. Okay. So, puro pretentious na pinagagawa namin. No? Pero, ibig sabihin, di ba, iba yung deboto, kasi yung deboto, ano yun eh, talagang committed. Amen? Now, I'm not saying na yung mga tao nung araw, eh, bisita iglesia or anything. But what the Bible says is that devoted sila. Can you hear that? They were devoted. They were not parang once a week kind of people. They were devoted. Saan sila devoted? To learning the Word of God together. Devoted sila to the fellowship, yung relationship na sa isa't isa. They were devoted sa breaking of bread. Ang ibig sabihin ng breaking bread, hindi wala silang ginawa sa buhay nila, kundi hatiin natin ito, tinapay na ito, you know, hatiin ang hatiin yung tinapay. No, no. Ang ibig sabihin ng breaking of bread means naglo-Lord's Supper sila lagi. And you know what? In those days, ang Lord's Supper, totoong kainan. Hindi ko ito ngayon. Tayo ngayon, pag nag-communion tayo, di ba? Bibigyan ka ng maliit na biskwit, tapos parang bitin na bitin, di ba? Tapos bibigyan ka ng maliit na saro, pag inom mo, hindi mo lang maitulak yung biskwit. Kaya minsan yung mga kabataan, pagkatapos ng communion, lahat sila nasa likod, iniinom lahat yung juice. Okay? Kasi nabulunan lahat sa biskwit. You know? Okay, minsan yung bibigay pa sa yung communion, yung tipong talaga nakakasamid talaga yun. Diba? Pagkain mo, no? Tapos nagsasalita pa si pastor, mag-pray po tayo. Yung talaga dumidikit-dikit pa doon sa dulo ng dila mo. So, nung araw, yung communion, talaga totoong kainan yun. They really came together. At simbolo ng kanilang pagkakaisa, they broke bread. You know? And then sabi niyan, they were committed to prayer. They were always coming together to pray. They were always coming together para manalangin sa Panginoon, mag-aral ng salita ng Diyos, para ipadama ang pagmamahal nila sa isa't isa, mga kapatid. This is real church. And this is the kind of commitment na nais ng Panginoon sa bawat isa sa atin. Because this is the kind of commitment that can change lives. Tingnan nyo what happened after this. Sabi niya, everyone was filled with awe. Hindi yung awe? Okay, ibig sabihin, namangha sila. And many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. Okay? In other words, sa tuwing mayroong mga mananampalataya, and listen, this is very powerful. Sa tuwing mayroong mga mananampalataya na nagkakasama and they love each other and they honor God and they submit themselves to the Word of God, pag sila ay nagkakaroon ng commitment sa isa't isa, the power of God begins to be manifested sa buhay nila. And you will not be surprised, mga kapatid, kapag ang mga grupo ng mga tao na nagkakaisa at nagmamahalan in the Lord, huwag kang magulat na makakakita ka ng mga miracles and healings and all those wonderful manifestations ng presence of God. And let me tell you, some of you dito, hindi nyo pa na-experience masyadong yung power ni Lord sa buhay nyo personally. Naririnig yun na, pero yung na-experience. You know why? Because most of us are not really committed to the body of Christ. And God has ordained na He will work only kapag merong mga tao na nagkakaisa in Him. And loving each other and honoring the Lord Jesus Christ, pag ganun ang nangyayari, God would manifest His presence in their midst. Kasi karamihan ng mga tao, you know, kinig ng sermon, so upo tayo din sa paborito nating upuan. Iba sa atin, may mga paboritong upuan na, di ba? Tapos minsan, pag nalilate tayo, pag may nakaupo na, parang galit tayo. Upuan ko yan, ha? Ba't nakaupo ka dyan, you know? So, and we sit there and we listen, and then pag nagpipray na yung pastor, pag closing prayer na, pag yuko ni Pastor Bong na ganyan, nandiyan na. So pag dilat ni Pastor Bong, amen. Pag gano'n ko, wala ka na kasi nandun ka na sa jeep, no? Papunta ka ng Binyan, you know, o pumunta ka na ng Mutinlupa. You don't want to connect. You don't want to commit. Let me tell you, no relationship will work out pag hindi ka committed. And if you're not committed to the body of Christ cannot do anything for you. And vice versa. Amen ba? You see, our lives can change as we learn how to obey God in the context of real relationships na meron tayo sa isa't isa. I'm not saying na pag nagkaroon tayo ng relationship sa isa't isa, ay lagi magiging okay yon. Hindi. Just like any other relationship. Mga kapatid, isn't it true naman, kahit anong relationship, minsan may conflict? So wag tayo mag-expect in the church na kailangan sa church, lahat ng tao mababait, ha? Ayoko na u-offend ako. Sorry, hello, hindi ganun yun eh. In the church, mayroon mga tao na kulang sa pansin, may mga tao may putok, you know, may mga sari-sari mga tao in the church, and ang purpose ni Lord is yung grace niya. Okay, listen, I'm just joking. So, isa kasi, di ba, isa hindi expect natin, pag church yan, dapat lahat yan may bilog sa ulo. Tapos pag naglalakad, hindi sumasahid sa sahig. Tapos ang salita nila, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. No. The church is just full of people, just like you, just like me, who are trying to walk in Christ. And because that is true, minsan we get on each other's nerves, minsan we offend each other. But you know what? Yun ang gusto ng Panginoon na ma-realize natin through Him, in Him, by His grace, yung mga normal na experience ng mga tao sa labas. Normal naman nangyayari yan eh. Is it true? Normal naman nagkakainisan tayo sa labas eh. Amen ba? But there's nothing we can do about it sa labas. Pag may naka-conflict ka sa labas, tapos na yun, wala na yun. Siguro hindi na kayo magpapansinan. Diba? Siguro maghihiwalayan na lang kayo or siguro parang wala na, tiisa na lang kayo. But in the church, you know, ganun din nangyayari, but God wants us to experience yung love at yung grace ng Panginoon sa atin. It can only happen, mga kapatid, if we're willing to commit to each other. At para sa atin, iba yun eh. Kasi, you know, pag naka-conflict mo ako, kunyari, lipat ka lang sa ibang church. Amen? Punta ka lang sa GCA, BCA, DVD, VCD, you know, kung saan ka pupunta, eh, dali lumipat eh. And you know what? Every time nalilipat ka, you're missing on what God is about to teach you in that situation. And the reason na hindi ka matuto kasi hindi ka committed, here's what I'm going to tell you right now. You want to grow? I mean, if you want to grow spiritually, okay, commit yourself. Mag-commit ka, you know? Mag-commit ka, let's say, kasama ko sila sa grupo. I'll commit myself sa kanila. Isn't that risky, Pastor? Paano kung masaktan nila ako? So what? The grace of God is more than sufficient pa nasaktan ka. And God is going to help both of you to work it out. Yung pag nagka-offend ka, let's say, sinabi niya sa akin, Pastor Bong, ang laki ng ilong mo. Ano, naimo ako sa kanila. Ayoko na sa iyo. Lilipat na ako sa VCD, DVD, you know? No. You work it out. You say, ah, ganun ba? Malaki ba ilong ko? Laki naman ang tenga mo, ha? Kulot ka naman. Let's just work it out and let's talk about it and by the grace of God, may experience natin. I'm just joking. Nakakita ko lang kasi kulot yung buhok mo, napansin ko lang. Hindi, in fairness, mapalad ang mga kulot kasi pag naliligo yan, hindi nababasa yung anit, you know? Anyway, where am I? So, Naiingit siya ba yung sinasabi ko? Do you understand what I'm saying? Pag hindi tayo nag-commit kasi, hindi tayo nag-grow eh. Tama. Alright? Look at the next verse. Sabi niya, all the believers were together and had everything in common, selling their possessions and goods they gave to anyone as he had need. Wow, you know, wow. Pag binabasa kayo, grabe. You don't see that in many churches. In fact, in many churches, walang pakialamanan. Here we are, di ba? Kaupo tayo, ganito. Kakanta tayo, worship, upo tayo. Siguro pinaka-interaction na lang natin yung, peace be with you, you know, God bless you, you know. Tapos pa magkakamayan tayo, daliri lang. Baka kasi may TV yun, di ba? Okay. We miss out. Look at this. This is the church. This is the church. Ang tunay na church is a group of people. Wala nagpwersa sa kanila. Hindi sinabi ni Apostle Peter, oh yeah, ibenta niyo mga cellphones niyo. Hindi. It's on their own. On their own. Kusa lang nila. They saw some needs among sa mga kapatiran nila. Nakita nila na mayroong mga tao naghihirap. On their own. Binenta nila yung mga gaon nila, lupa nila. Nobody was telling them to do that. Hindi yung communism na parang prusado ka, ibenta mo yung lupa mo. They just did it on their own. Now look at what is happening today in many quote-unquote churches where people just sit down and parang wala silang pakialam sa katabi nila, you know, or di ba, basta ako, pamilya ko, nandito kami, nag-worship kami kay Jesus, you know, and then yung katabi ko, well, you know, sana pagpalain ka ni Lord, sana. You know, so, di ba, but we don't really care for each other. This is not the church. This is the church. Ang tunay na church is committed ka. Pag hindi tayo nagkaunawaan, you don't walk away and start another church. Pag hindi tayo nagkaunawaan, you sit down and I sit down with you. Kahit abutin tayo ng madaling araw, we talk about it at least until we can experience peace in Christ. That's what church means. Amen? Sandali lang naman nun eh. Pag may nakaaway ka, may pera ka, start ka ng bagong church. But you miss out on what God wants to do in our lives as God's people. Amen? Tama. Ayaw nyo ng amen. Say tama. Okay. Look at the next verse. Very powerful. Sabi niya, every day. Would you say that with me? Every day. Wow. Does it say once a week? Does it say 2 hours every Sunday from 4 to 6? No, it says every day. Sabi niyo sa akin, Pastor, kasi nung araw wala silang trabaho, no? Wala namang call center nung araw. You know? So, yeah, okay, precisely. Pero ang point ko ganito, they were committed enough sa isa't isa. I don't think naman na parang araw-araw pag-gising nila, magkakatabilan sila lagi, you know. I think kahit paminsan-minsan siguro, nagkakahiwalay din yan, nagtatrabaho yan. Pero the Bible describes yung relationship nila as really very close, super close, nang sabi sa Bible, every day. They continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes, ate together with glad and sincere hearts. In other words, nagkakasama sila, nagmamahalan sila, nagtutulungan sila, and sabi nga, praising God, they're worshiping the Lord, and then enjoying the favor of all the people. Bakit hindi? Kasi yung mga tao sa labas, those who are not part of the church, they look at the church at titingnan nila, grabe itong mga taong ito, di ba? Isn't it true na na-attract tayo pag mayroong parang close, bonded relationship na nagkakasama, di ba? In fact, yun ang dahilan bakit maraming tao na-attract sa mga fraternities. Kasi if you go to a school, let's say university, kapansin-pansin ng mga fraternity, di ba? Kasi, di ba, sa school, bawa sa UST, nung mapasok ako doon, pagpunta mo doon, mga estudyante, kanya-kanya lang, kung anong college ka pupunta, arts and letters, ganyan, wala kayong pakialaman. Hindi, pagpunta mo sa canteen, kanya-kanya upuan, kanya-kanya kain. Pero, merong isang grupo sa isang lugar. Makikita mo na iba sila eh, kasi panakita sila, oh bro, meron sila mga kamustahan na gano'n, di ba? Meron sila mga ginagawa. Tapos, pag medyo merong parang na-agrabyado sa kanila, parang, yan na, isang batalyon na yan. Bakit yung na-agrabyado brad namin? Di ba? Tapos, oh, sapakan na sila, abulan ng mga tiyo. Di ba? Kung mga na ng mga bote, you know? So, yung mga estudyante ngayon, longing for real relationship. Nakikita nila yung fraternity, and they say, gusto kong makasama dyan, gusto kong magkaroon ng tunay na samahan. So, nalapit sila doon, mga bro, Paano mo makisali dyan sa grupo nyo? Ah, simple lang. Anong gagawin ko? Hayaan mo lang na hampasin namin ang binti mo at ang mukha mo ng mga tatlong araw hanggang maging verde yan, okay? Tapos pag medyo mamamatay ka na, magiging brother ka na namin, okay? Ah, ganun lang. Simple lang pala. Okay. So, people go through that. Why? Because we are looking for authentic relationships. But let me tell you something. Yung mga yon, yung mga fraternity, and for those of you na naka-join kayo sa fraternity, let me tell you something. It's Satan's counterfeit of the real thing. Because the real thing is the body of Christ. Alam ni Lord, kinreate niya tayo na kailangan natin ang tunay na relationships. That's why He built the church. Now, si Satan, alam din niya yun. That's why nagmagawa siya ng counterfeit. Kaya nagkikreate siya ng mga iba't ibang klaseng grupo sa labas ng church para ma-attract tayo doon because Satan knows kailangan natin yun. And he knows that the best way na makokontrol niya yung buhay natin is to put us in a group kung saan ma-influensya tayo. Have you noticed that? Diba? Panakita na ba kayo ng grupo ng mga hip-hoppers? Have you seen a grupo ng hip-hoppers? Okay? Diba? Yung malalaki yung ganun nila, diba? Pag naglalakad sila, parang pinupunasan nila yung sahig. Tapos, diba, meron silang mga skateboard, okay, meron silang stereo. Tapos, kapag kikilos sila ngayon. Now, let me tell you something. Hindi sila lahat ganun nag-umpisa. In fact, some people na sumali sa kanila for the first time, unang sali nila, siguro itsura nila, hindi pa sila long hair or whatever. Tapos lahat ng mga barkada nila long hair, tapos makumagsalita. Yo, what's happening? Okay. So ikaw, pagpasok mo doon, parang, siyempre, titingnan mo sila, di ba? Eh, gusto mo maging ano, makasama. Kami yung kote. Sabi ko, may skateboard ka na. Pag-uwi mo sa magulang mo, itim na yung, ano mo, yung kuko mo, di ba? May hikaw ka na sa ilong na gano'n, you know, whatever it is. Di ba? So, magugulat na yung magulang mo, ano nangyari sa'yo? Why? Because Satan knows. Satan knows the power of the group to influence your lives. May kausap nga ako mga pastor one time. Sabi na, pastor, bakit gano'n? Nag-series ako tungkol sa True Love Waits sa church namin ng ilang linggo. Tinuruan ko sila kung anong kahalagahan ng purity. Nagturo ako about sex in the Bible. Talaga naman, nagpakahirap akong turuan sila. Ano nangyari, Pastor? Sa katapusan ng series ko, dalawang buntis. Di ko maintindihan yun. O sabi ko sa niya, Pastor, pasensya ka na, sabi ko sa iyo totoo. Ako, preacher ako. Pero this is what I've come to understand. Yung preaching ko, walang laban sa advice ng isang kaibigan. Tama? Kahit makarinig kayo sa akin dito ng magagandang turo, pag uwi nyo sa bahay, o saan man kayo nandoon, tapos namomroblema kayo, you don't call me, you don't ask me for my advice. Pag sinabi sa inyo ng boyfriend nyo, kung mahal mo ko talaga, ibibigay mo lahat sa akin, who do you call? Hindi Ghostbusters. You call your friend. And you say, oy, BFF, anong gagawin ko? Sasabihin ng BFF mo, ibigay mo na lahat, mahal mo siya eh. Right? So ending, worship leader ka, pero buntis ka. Why? Because all the teaching in the world will not change you. Pero yung friends mo na committed ka, they will change you. Amen? That's why God wants us to understand something. Sabi sa Bible, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Ang power talaga ng gospel nakikita sa mga grupo ng mga tao nagkakaisa, nagmamahalan. Hindi ko sinasabing, you know, perfecto tayo. And please, huwag nyo naman expectin na pag sumama kayo sa mga grupo dito sa RLCC, for example, na parang lahat ng tao rito mababait. Hindi. Merong mga iba sa amin dito, mga iba sa atin dito na medyo immature. Pero yun eh. Amen? Merong mga tao na medyo bara-bara magsalita. Nagpagupit ka? Oo, buhay pa? May mga ganun. Diba? Sasabihin sa'yo, alam mo, yung suot mo, mukha kang poste. You know? Unfortunately, may mga ganun. Kung pwede ko lang pigilan yun, hindi ko kayang pigilan yun eh. Amen? So, huwag kayong punta sa akin, Pastor, kala ko ba ito bang sinuturo mo sa pulpito eh, tukol sa pagmamahalan? Bakit yung, sabihin ko sa'yo, sorry, but that's what the church is. But we are to commit ourselves to each other. And when we do that, mga kapatid, our lives begin to change. At yung purpose ng Panginoon sa atin ay natutupad. Again, gusto kong sabihin sa inyo, walang mangyayari unless we commit ourselves sa isa't isa. Amen? Amen po ba? And here's my application. Very simple lang naman na application ko sa inyo today. I challenge you to join a life group. You know what a life group is? Well, simple lang naman yan. Life means living in fellowship every day. Grupo ng mga mananampalataya. Thus, you commit yourself sa isa't isa. You journey together. Mag-aaral kayo how, what it means to love and care for each other. Hindi madali, pero what an exciting journey. Amen? You commit yourselves, ilang tao, grupo kayo. You go through an experience together. Minsan may rough stages kayo. Minsan may mga portion sa inyong paglalakbay na minsan parang nagkaka-tension kayo. But if you trust God and you commit yourselves to each other, at the end of your journey, you'll become better people. In Jesus' name. So you can join a life group and we encourage you to do that. Simply lang naman mag-join ng life group. All you have to do is umattend ka ng real life seminar na tinatawag. Okay? Kung wala kayong time, you know, sa internet, you can go to this site. Merong seminar doon, yung boses ko nandun, wala lang yung mukha ko. Isn't that good? Praise the Lord, wala yung mukha ko doon. But anyway, you can go there, attend and listen. And then pag okay sa inyo and you feel like parang, yeah, gusto ko yan, why don't you tell us, merong tayong papel doon sa likod, you write down your names. Even now, you can write down your names mamaya. Sabihin nyo, I want to join a life group. Okay? So, kailangan lang umattend kayo ng real life journey seminar kasi kailangan malaman nyo kung ano yung nilalakbay ng mga tao sa life group para hindi kayo masurpresa. Kasi sa life group, minsan, merong mga tinatawag na peace process. You know? So, kung di mo alam yun, para sa, ano ba yan? Ba't kailangan bang ganyan? Ano? Kailangan pa pag-usapan niya kaya? No, no. Our life groups here are different. Kung familiar na kayo sa mga Bible study groups sa ibang lugar, usually ginagawa nila aralan na aral ng Bible. Okay? But for us, we do it differently sa RLCC. We grow together in our relationships. Nag-aaral kami tayo how to love each other and how to care and forgive one another in the Lord. Okay? So if I were you, mamaya, you join. Okay? Now, for those of you na kasama na kayo, can I see your hands? How many of you have already decided to be part of a life group? So praise the Lord. Okay. Praise God for you. Let me tell you something. Sabi ko sa inyo mga sumali na, walang benefit sa inyo yung life group until you commit yourself. Amen? Hindi mo pwede sabihin, oy, sali ako sa life group. Ah, talaga? May meeting kami sa Monday. Ay, busy ako eh. Sa Tuesday, may lakad ako. Sa Wednesday, mag-aaral ako eh. Sa Thursday, maglalaba ako. Sa Friday, mamlancha ako eh. Sa Sabado, ay, magpipedicure ako. Sa Linggo, ay, magpapakamatay ako. Sige, pakamatay ka na yun. So, di ba, mula Lunes hanggang Linggo, wala kang time. You cannot experience a relationship kung wala kang commitment of time and talents and treasure. Amen? But let me tell you something. Pag nag-commit ka, and you say to a group of people, yung ka-life group, sinabi mo sa kanila, you know what? I'm willing to trust you and grow in the Lord together with you. Kahit na minsan, duda ako sa mga mukha nyo. Okay? If you do that, at the end of that period, let's say ilang months yun, at the end of that period, yung growth ninyo as a Christian, magugulat kayo. It will be so different. In fact, kung matagal ka ng Christian, tapos wala kang ganong klaseng grupo, yung igogrow mo ng ilang buwan sa life group, talo pa yung ilang taon mo as a Christian. Why? Because that is how God has designed the church. So that's my challenge to you today. Will you just bow your heads right now? I know God is speaking to each one of you. And one of the reasons why minsan ayaw natin mag-commit is because we're afraid. We're afraid to get hurt. Afraid tayo to be known, na makilala ng ibang tao kasi feeling natin they might reject us. Some of us dito ayaw natin mag-commit in the church kasi